We haven't actually got the set of ready-made questions, but we'll...
Yeah, I mean, I can start by saying, why do you think that it's important that we think about our voice and how we listen?
That's a very great question, difficult to answer in some words. So listening is one of the most important things, or perhaps the most important thing. And it's directly linked to the voice, because the voice is our instrument, the instrument of human being. Human being is his own instrument, his own voice, and that's very special, that's very simple and very complicated at the same time. Because perceiving your own instrument you are at the same time seems difficult because of the problem of consciousness human beings have. So, you know, it's a chance and it's a danger and difficulty at the same time. But if you learn to listen to your own voice, what's meaning to yourself in the whole dimension of the world, so you have a possibility really to go further perceiving what a human being can be or could be or must be perhaps, so, you know. And perceiving this means listening, not listening in the usual way, listening what you want to hear, but listening to become opened to what you normally you don't perceive, you see. And even first in your own voice, your own life, your own environment, and then in other people's life. So there can be opened like a gap, I think, where something different can happen perhaps in humanity. And, you know, so I think it's important much more for this. And then to take consciousness of your own voice means even to express yourself. And I think for every human being, it's so important to learn to express its own voice itself, to take its voice in something in your hands, you know, it's important. And a voice is not just when you have an election in German, you have this word voice for both. You give your voice to a politician, you know. So you give up your own responsibility by taking your voice in your hands, to be your voice in this literal sense, to perceive it and to work with and to, you know, to be it. Really, I think this could change something in politics, really, because every being in this sense is his own politician. So I think real communism could happen in this sense, when the different voices could sound together like we did it in this workshop. It was a joke yesterday when I talk about real communism sounding together, but it's not really a joke, it's reality. I think it could be a beginning. Mm.